Boy, fasten your seatbelt for this interview. This one is a blast. I'm telling you what, trying to corral John Bollinger and Sergio Cruz to talk about the new Yayo Repo was a blast. So stick around for this one. It is absolutely awesome. It's tasting tequila with Brad. All right, guys, I am super fired up about this. You guys are sitting at El Ranchillo in Arandas, Mexico, and I'm getting to spend a little bit of time with Sergio Cruz and John Bollinger from Yayo. I'm so excited. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful.
I'm perfect. Yeah. Is day perfect for me?
Sergio has the best job in the world.
He gets to
make tequila, drink tequila.
So, drink tequila.
And just like life is different here. It's a lot slower.
Yeah, you guys are sitting in one of my favorite places on the planet, man. I cannot wait to come back there. You come here, mi casa, su casa. Okay, so I know we're here to talk about your new amazing repo. And I've got to tell you, this repo is absolutely amazing. All of your tequila is. Your brand is one of my favorite brands. I'm so excited to have you here. So let's go real fast. Tell everybody what's different about this Reposado and what makes this so delicious.
Yes. You know, Yayo had the Blanco for many years. I want to say it was the first 3 years.
It's always a third.
And didn't want to do what everyone else does. It was mainly to take a whiskey barrel or a bourbon barrel that's laid down in Mexico, and then they start aging, or they use the distillers tequila that they already have aging, they put their name on it, which is a very common thing. So we wanted to have something very unique. We had already done the single barrels from Colombia and Foursquare. I've always been a huge fan of the rum. We said, what are we going to do for our reposado we can have all the time? So we got the waiting list with Foursquare. We paid them. We waited 4 months before they allowed us to buy barrels. We bought the barrels. They came over from Barbados, and then they went to Colorado. And from Colorado, they went to Laredo, and then from Laredo, we got them to Arandas, and then we filled them. And the process took a long time because I tried it almost every 6 weeks with Sergio, and you know, it was progressing in the right direction. But even until January of this year, we were on the phone for about an hour, and he sent samples to Puerto Vallarta where I was, and it just wasn't there yet. It was almost there, but not there. So he said, you know, another 4 weeks, another 6 weeks in the barrel, and then basically we pulled it out in March. It came back in March, and it was like, that's ready, let's go. We do that in all the bottling and make sure that everything is taste right before we do any bottling. Like in the last trip I was here 3 weeks ago, I made sure the high proof was right. He was happy with it. And now we're bottling high proof yesterday and today and then the rest of the week. But so Foursquare rum cast. The reason for that really is the rum doesn't overpower the agave, and it gives it a different type of sweetness and different characteristics. I'm tasting part of the Foursquare rum, and it makes this kind of unique. And they're a pain in the ass to get barrels, but you know, it's worth it. So we have something that no one has.
So I have some Foursquare rum. A friend of mine got me that as a gift, like a 12-year Foursquare rum, and it's absolutely delicious. And I didn't know that's what you were using, but you know, some of that tropical flavor I get, I pick that up. You know, now that you say that, it's right there. That's amazing.
Yeah.
How long are you resting in those?
So we never like to say we're going to rest for 3 months, 6 months. So this is actually 8 months where you're drinking.
8 months?
Yeah, 8 months.
It's a complicated thing.
Why you have to taste it as it progresses, but you can't really put a date on it beforehand. It has to get to a certain point where it's ready to go, and then, you know, you don't want to over-rest either. It was at 8 months. Yeah, so 8 months was rested, and that's pretty long for a reposado.
Yeah, that's really, you know, so many repos are 4 months and, you know, 5 months. So to see 8 months, you took the time to age it to taste, not age it to time. And it's a great product. This is beautiful. I love it. So can you tell the story a little bit about how you wandered on to this property and how much it has changed from you finding 1414 to get started to today.
Yeah, so I flew down to my next door neighbor was from Mexico City. I really wanted to make my own spirit tequila, so I looked into vodka, I looked at gin, the champagne, I looked into all these different categories, and like for like saturation, I looked for data that was showing like what the growth was, how many brands, and like premium and ultra premium would intersect with each other. So Cuervo versus like a Tron. And back then in 2008, that's a dinosaur. Yeah, it's my son's dinosaur. So I saw the past interactions. They were going to cross. Cuervo was going to sell less. Patron's going to sell more. It was happening. Like the cross was happening. Because people were more educated. That I was like, you know, I love tequila, but I was like, I know we can make better tequilas. We knew one person in Arandas that worked at Horadora right when they were getting acquired. So we flew down to Guadalajara. We made our way to the lowlands. We only tried the cooked agave. And then from there, we went back to Guadalajara and we made ourselves way back to Adios. We made our way back to Adios. Made our way back to Arandas.
He's the best team. Yeah. Go home.
Yeah.
He's
a big I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyways, made our way back to Arandas. And right before you go to the Horadora factory, there's Viva. Viva's super small. I mean, you can drive by, never notice it. But we drove through, end of the day. Gate was open, no guard. Only person there was Juan Carlos. And we asked to try the cooked agave, and he said no. And then we got back at the rental car, and I basically asked my neighbor to, you know, tell me what he had in translation. I told him to refish it. We went back in, and I met Juan Carlos, you know, during that time. He took me back to one of the ovens, pointed to some cooked agave on the ground, and he said, here, try it. And it was the best cooked agave I had from all the different distilleries I visited. And I knew I had to work with them because that sugar content and how it was falling apart. Adios. I could sell it on the stick. It was that good. So the agave was coming out of here. It was amazing. And then I basically came back the next day and the next day and we started building a relationship. But that was in 2008. That was 2008, 2009. That was a flip phone. That was a paper map. It was like $3 a minute to talk to someone in Mexico. Yeah, it was very, very different times. Sergio was very small.
Sergio was what, 9 years old back then?
We're actually almost similar in age.
You were all joys.
I'm 2 years older than
but sorry for my English.
He's been distilling for about 21 years. So he was still learning the craft back then. Yeah, so Blancos and Sergio and Juan Carlos.
Trust me.
We've had a great relationship. And these guys are still with the distillery today. It's been like 15 years of coming down here and making the tequila.
Yeah, he's a big team.
Yeah.
He's a big family.
Yeah.
The third?
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't get that from a lot of distilleries. A lot of distilleries, it's very like, manufacturing forward, it's very doesn't have the right vibe and the feel because it's very it just doesn't feel the same. There's like 20 distilleries in the area besides El Pendio. It doesn't have the same feeling. You can't hang out here. It's just not the same. It's more of a like a factory. No, this is not like a factory.
Not the place.
Yeah.
It's the people. Yeah, it's
family is the word.
40.
Exactly.
Family is such the word. When we got there, I was a little starstruck because I was so excited to be there and meet Sergio and to walk those grounds and to spend the time there and see one how not that it's small, but it's so much smaller than what it was in my brain, right? I was expecting this gigantic facility and the beauty and the people and the sitting out there on that patio that you just showed a little bit ago and drinking tequila with Sergio. That's like, I can mark that off my bucket list. I don't really have very many things left. Like, That was it, man.
Yeah. You don't get that from other distilleries.
Awful bummer.
And it sucks because you get a boardroom with some glass, but like it's not the same to do that business like that. There is a boardroom here, and it's just next door. And I have been in it with meetings, but I would prefer them over here or in the fields. And
So people that don't know, what does yayo mean?
It's actually named after Sergio. So it's cheo. So in the States, we call yayo. In Mexico, we call it cheo. So that's basically a nickname for Sergio. And Sergio Blanco, Sergio Cruz.
Well, that's awesome that your tequila name is your namesake of, you know, the owner of the company and Sergio. That's very cool.
So, and Sergio is also an owner of the brand, too. He became an owner, like, I want to say it's been 2 years. So he's also an owner as well. So that's a big part of it.
He's Marguerite. He's very complicated.
Isn't Sergio also going to be the next mayor of Arandas?
Maybe. Don't feel offended with that stuff. I don't even want to translate that to him.
Yes.
They are.
Oh, man.
Well, I'll be chief of police. Hey, you could be the mayor.
No.
I picture someday the sign will say, "Welcome to Arandas, the home of Sergio Cruz."
There you go. Yeah.
One more.
I've had one more with Sergio Cruz.
Yeah.
That's a 25 more. Salute, my friends. So good. Okay. So is there any new stuff you want to tell the people about that we're going to watch?
We actually have a lot of cool stuff coming out. So part of this trip was going through the Rosa. And so we're doing a Syrah, Sherry.
And port.
So you got...
Is it for a proportion?
Yeah. So the...
For the color and for the flavor, I don't
see that. Exactly. You have some tart flavors. You have some sweet flavors. You have some mouthfeel. You have some really good balance. You have a French barrel. You have a Spain barrel. And you have a Portugal barrel. And all blended together with tequila made in Mexico. And put together in 33.3% of each. And it's freaking delicious. And it's at 86 proof. Right now it's at 100, but we're gonna bring it down. We're gonna do like a 21-day stabilizing and stainless steel. And that should actually bring more characteristics and flavor to it with the oxygen, natural oxygen. It's something that's very good. This is the first rosé that Sergio has ever done. The first rosé that's ever come in at 14-14. It's great. I really enjoy it.
The combination is perfect.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's awesome.
And you saw the video as I sent you. We tried just doing two. And it just, there was like something missing. Like I really didn't think three in my head just doesn't sound right because you're having all these different elements come together and how could they taste right? But two just did not work. We put the three together, it clicked. And everything started like balancing out and it was just delicious. So we're excited for that. That's basically going to be our, I don't think it's going to be our next bottling, but it's going to be pretty close. We have our single barrel, our first ever, it's called Tempo, single barrel añejo. We have 12 of those barrels. Those can go out. Retail will buy a barrel at a time, and that'll go out across the United States, and that's about 3,000 plus bottles. Those are aged in rum casks from Colombia, and this was our first ever añejo we've ever released. So we've never done it before. We'll have a cool label on it. It won't be screen printed. It will actually be paper. So something kind of different. We're gonna have like a wax stamp on it too. So it'll be very different from what's normally been out there. And on top of that, we also have Mission 1530 we're collaborating with. We've aged almost a year with them for our molasses barrels. And then that has now gone into a single bullet reserve, 8 years, single barrel reserve barrels, two of them. That's going to be, two barrels. So that's going to be released sometime in end of Q1, early Q2. It's going to fund three or four schools in Randus, about $6,000 per school. None of us make any money on it. Everyone is breaks even, but all the money goes back to schools. And that's the mission. It's called Mission 2, but it's Mission 1530. So we're excited about that. That'll help schools around the area. And then we have Agave Vice. Agave Vice is going to be pretty badass. We have these six crazy barrels from Spain. Very, very dark red color. The profile like lasts on your tongue for like a minute. Like I'm talking about 60 seconds. It's like, that's how long it stays with your tongue for. It's at 100 proof right now. We're only doing 1900 bottles. It's going to be really cool. It will be like very off-brand. It'll be very art forward. And we're working with a artist in Mexico City. And we'll have like some posters. We're going to do some like, stuff to kind of replicate agave, not agave vice, but Miami vice. So with like, we'll be the guys, but instead of the Ferrari, we'll get one of the UTVs.
There you go.
We're going to do some cool stuff like that, or maybe wreck in the lab or something instead of the police station and Crockett,
Cubs and Crockett, right?
That's right. I think it's kind of cool, but we can do that type of stuff because he's open to new ideas and doing things differently, and that's what we're all about. It's resting things very different. We're very particular on everything. Just like this right now, this has been resting for 75 days in stainless steel, the high proof, and we're very particular on everything.
And that'll be batch 2 of the high proof, is that right?
Yes, we can no longer. CRT has now stripped away the word batch, the word lot. I can no longer use those words. So it's called harvest. So that's harvest 2.
No more lot, no more batch. No more is it? CRT. No, it's difficult for the what?
So you could do it on batch 1 and lot 1. You can never go past those.
Okay.
On the high proof, we've already done one. It's already been out. And now we've run out of one. So now we had to make more, and that's what we've been working on. So that's our harvest. To us, it's harvest.
You can't say batch, but you can put all kinds of additives in there and nobody cares.
That's right.
Go figure.
That's weird, huh? And you also can't like talk about certain barrel types you're using too. That's a no-no now as well. Because they don't think you have the right to talk about the barrel names. Even though the barrel name may be owned by France or Spain. It's just, I can't say too much. It's complicated. It's complicated. Complicated.
Yep.
But it affects everyone.
But the liquid is the bias important.
Yeah. Most important part is the liquid. But it affects everyone.
Sorry for that relation.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay, so I think for the Day of the Dead last year, I think you put out the absolute best option, the best tequila, the best boxes. The presentation's amazing, and the juice was even better. And then we combine this together to make Eclipse, and it's absolutely amazing. So is there any plan for this upcoming November to have something special come out?
So it will be another Luna and another Sol and a different box, a different age amount, and then a different seal. So every time you pull from a barrel, you leave things behind and you take things away. So every time you put tequila in, especially if you're going in at a higher ABV, like we just did with the Reposado, we pulled those barrels out and then maybe we went in at a 43 and now we're going to go in at a 50. You're getting into the pores of the wood. You're extracting different things that are really deep. And this is where Sergio comes into play, where he wants to understand the history all the way to the beginning. Because then that makes his decisions, different based on each one. Because he's trying to pull certain things from the barrel. So this next one will not taste the same as the last, but it will still be a whole event. It will still be the same alcohol content. But because of the age factor and what you've taken away at the old and left, it will taste different. But the artwork will be completely different direction. The seal will be different. Kind of a very different approach from last year. And then I think in 2026, we'll probably do something completely different. It'll probably not be a lean sole. So I think in 2025, this will probably be our last lean sole. And maybe we combine it together and we do some crazy eclipse or something where it's this app. So it's made merch into one.
It would be cool if you did Luna, Soul, and Eclipse and made it three. I mean, that's...
You need to make more Luna than
it's the best product for the Soul, the combination with Luna, for Eclipse, the testing of the play for it. It's different.
Yeah, it's very
The combination is very amazing.
Delicious.
Delicious, see?
Yeah.
For me, it's
His English is getting very good.
No.
He's been getting much better.
I need more tequila.
Yeah. My Spanish is better and his English gets better when we drink more.
My Spanish poquito. Until I drink tequila with Sergio, my Spanish grande.
Yeah, it's not 14-14. You tied Spanish certificate by Sergio Cruz.
So, hey, Brad, right after this, we're actually going to...
Yeah, it's a surprise.
We're going to be burying it, this.
No more surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the story's going to be in here.
This is the 2025 bottle. One of one, dipped in for a white wax today. Several people at the story sign it. We're going to go out and bury this thing right after this this call. So this will be the 2025 burial.
And you're going to send me the coordinates, right?
Of course.
Guys, be secret.
I'm going to send
messenger for me.
I'm going to turn on my John phone tracker. So tell everybody what that is. What is that all about?
Yeah, so every year Yayo buries this bottle. This is the fourth year we've done it. The whole point of this is to create like interaction. If you remember like back in the day, cereal boxes had stuff inside the box. It wasn't just a plain box. It was like you had like puzzles and things like that. You could send things in. And that's kind of where the idea came from was why don't we have in the place like call out influencers, call out our favorite restaurant, call out the church, which is huge here. And then also like have the distillery and then make this thing kind of fun. We started in 2022, burying a treasure, a one bottle. And basically just kind of like, it was just a fun thing to do where hopefully our customers would go search for it. And that particular example, the person that found 2022, they came to Arandas three times to find it. They found it. And then 2023 was found. That guy found it in the first try. The 2024 is still out there. And now we're burying 2025. So it's just something different where it creates engagement. And I think it's fun. I mean, it's why not? It's just that it's just one bottle and then it unleashes creativity. It's like on a bunch of land. And whoever gets a bottle that is one of one, truly one of one, signed by at least 10 people at the distillery. You know, it's not even in a traditional Yayo bottle. It's actually in a round Yayo bottle that has screen printing on it, and it says Yayo Reposado. It's cool. Like, sometimes put it in a box, and sometimes put it in a time capsule. That's what we're going to go jump in the UTVs and, you know, go bury it. I got the shovel right here, right there. It's crack that thing open. There you go.
You go.
Just drop a bunch of water on the dirt. Then bury it out. Yeah, it has a pick on one side. The dirt's very rough here. If it's not rainy season, you have to lay down a 2 liter of Coke or a 2 liter of water to get the soil going.
You don't just pour Patron and dig it up with Patron.
We could do Patron. Actually, I saw Patron at one of your. I saw Patron at your house.
I like
that. That's Patron.
I will send the the coordinate.
And I was like, "What is going on here?" I pushed it back. I put it back in the corner. Yeah.
So how do people find what you buried? What, how do they go and come to town and find it?
We're now in the office.
In the office.
What are you're getting, in Sergio Vivanca's office?
Yeah.
We're actually in the Juan's office right now. Yeah. So on the side of the bottles, there is a QR code that's not listed on our website. There's actually some Easter eggs on the website, like literally Easter eggs on the website. And they have hyperlinks on them that take you back to that particular page. And that page gives you clues on how to find the buried treasure. And then also on that page, it gives you the real treasure map. And then the treasure map, I actually have one here. It's actually like a full-on map, but you can download it, print it, and then bring it to Arandas. Bring your shovel, bring your pitchfork, or buy one here. Bring some water or some soda, and then go out there and try to find it. And then it's on the Vivanca's land. You get about 4,500 acres. A lot of land to look after. But they know people are showing up with shovels. Many people have tried. There's only two people that have found it. But yeah, it's just a way, if you're here, for you to, you know, try to find a treasure. Treasure should be hard to find, though. Shouldn't be easy. So it is difficult. And then if you do have questions or want more clues, you can talk to Sergio. You can, you know, reach out to him or Yayo on the web DMs, and we'll give you clues if you're getting close to it.
Okay.
We want people to find it. We want people to find it. The one we're bearing today, Brad, I think you have a good chance of finding it.
I do. Is it going to be at one of Sergio's condos?
No, but it's in the opposite direction. But if you ask, how would you find it? I could give you instructions that it would be hard for you to mess up on finding.
Okay.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, once you get to the area of land where it's at, you just have to look for the notifications or the notices of it. I usually do like a big X on a boulder or a tree. It's about, you know, a foot big. So if you can't see that, it's right there. So if you're looking in the right direction, you definitely see it. And then below that is where the treasures are.
So I think I probably just need to spend the month of August down there looking for it.
I think you could do it. I don't want everyone on this thing to see this and then go down there and grab it.
You're not going to have like thousands of people going down there digging around looking for it.
Sometimes we don't have thousands, but we have a handful that go down there. And they get upset too. People have got the DM'd up, like, are very upset they can't find it.
Well, it's a treasure.
That's what I say, but they think they should get it right away.
Well, if they don't recognize the treasure that is Yayo Tequila already, then, you know, just block them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I want to say thanks for doing this. I know you're busy. You're very busy people. And to have Sergio here is the I think one of the busiest guys on all of Tequila.
I'm busy.
I appreciate you. I'm busy. He's going to take you. You know what's going to happen to you next? You're going to Jaime's and they're going to just dump tequila in your mouth the whole time. Well, I want to say thank you to you. I really appreciate you doing this and sending me the bottle of Repo. I appreciate that very much. You have been one of my favorite brands ever since I started doing this and discovering great products. And I love it. And I appreciate you very, very much.
We appreciate you. Yeah. We appreciate you.
But I live in my head.
Yeah. And that's a lot of the difference between this distillery and other distilleries. There is definitely passion. This isn't for profit. It's because they love what they do. That's really what this comes down to.
Hey, you are family. I'm 14-14.
Yes, I appreciate that. I feel like family when we're there. I feel like family every time I talk to you. And I can't wait to come see you again. We'll be down in July. We'll be down in August. And we'll be down in September.
Yeah.
Brad, I'm going to be there in July. I'll be there in August. I'll be there in September. So we should try to sync up because we're bottling the Rosa, I think, in July. Or no, maybe the Single Barrel in July. And then I think we're doing the Rosa in August. And then the Luna and Soul in the end of September.
I'll shoot you some dates. I know my wife and I's 36th anniversary is September 16th.
Nice.
I know that Mexican Independence Day is September 15th, so we will be there during that time frame, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Make sure, I think they have off like 3 or 4 days. Circle back, because everything will be closed during that time.
Yeah, but there's going to be fireworks, and people on horses and lots of tequila in the streets, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
True. More horses than cars, actually.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
On
2,000-pound horses. Not a good idea. But yeah, there is a lot of that happening on 2,000 pounds.
Well, I can't wait. And again, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Have an awesome night and a great weekend.
All right.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Gracias. I love you, brother.